Listen,
listen. To go forward, we must take a look back.
Take a look back.
You'll follow me. To go forward, there's times that we must take a look back. Reflect back. How many has ever heard that old saying? Out with the old and in with the new.
Yeah.
You ever heard it? In less than 12 hours, we're going to leave 2023 behind us and enter the door of 24. Only God knows what's behind that door.
Right.
I want to be ready.
Amen. Yes. Right.
I want to have the Lord going into 24.
Yeah.
We don't know what this new year will hold, but rest assured it's already marked in God's big calendar book. God sees it and God knows it all. Hey Lord, God knows all. He sees all that's coming in this new year, what it will hold. But I want you to know that God sees us, and His eyes are up on His people and up on His church. We are the apple of God's eye. He's going to take care of His children. If He did it in 2023, how many knows God's going to take care of us in 2024? He's the same Almighty God. He's the keeper of our soul. Hallelujah to God. I held on to Him in 2023. I've been blessed by Him. I've had my times of trial. I've had the devil to mock me down. I've had afflictions and trials. Hey, Lord, temptations have come my way. But I'm telling you, that same hand of God that pulled me through 12 months in 2023 is the same hand that I got a hold of going in and entering into the door of 2024. How many could raise your hand and say, I want that same eternal, everlasting God and that hand to lead me and to keep me and to guide me and to help me? He is my strength coming into this new year.
Yes, He is my strength.
Oh, God, help me, Lord.
You're right.
Bless Him, Lord.
Many times in our life, Brother Jason,
yeah,
in order to go forward, we must reflect back.
Right. Bless Him, Lord.
Many things happen to us, Brother George. Many things.
Yeah.
We don't realize and see it at the time.
Come on.
But they are stepping stones. Say stepping stones.
Stepping stones.
They are stepping stones to help us to keep going and to cross over and go on. I call it stepping stones of faith. But you don't see it. At the time of your suffering.
Oh, I'm going somewhere.
Woo! I've crossed many creeks and streams in my life, Brother George. Do you know how I made it without falling in the cold waters and being washed away and drowning?
Come on.
Hey, Lord, I had a desire and I kept believing God.
Right.
Oh, Lord, I have come to many rough places in my life of swift flowing water. And I thought within myself, Lord, I just can't make it. I can't make it across, Lord. Can I make it? Will I make it? Do you know how I made it over? It's because I had a desire down in my heart to cross across that raging stream and to go on. I'm telling you, we'll all run into obstacles and we'll run into hard places in our life. And at the time we're suffering and we come up against these things, we feel like on the inside, I'll never get through it. I'll never get over it. I'll tell you, but when God brings you through and brings you over, it's a stepping stone. Hallelujah. And you look back and you say, God was with me the whole time and I didn't even know it. It was Him that brought me across that raging stream. I crossed over. It was Him. Raise it out of hand. It was Him that brought me over and out of it. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Stepping stones of faith.
Glory to God.
I have come to many rough places in my life, swift flowing water. Do you know?
Do you know?
I had that desire to go on. My destination, the place I wanted to reach, Oh, I felt Him right there. How many's got a destination in mind?
Amen. Come on, brother.
Amen.
Holy God.
Come on.
I had a destination and a desire to get there. That's the reason I didn't stop.
Jesus.
I didn't let the devil lie to me and say, you can't cross it.
Jesus.
You'll never get over those rough waters. You'll never get over and get out of this trial.
Jesus.
You'll never get through this temptation. He's a liar.
That's right. Come on.
I said the devil's a liar.
You're right.
You can make it if you want to make it.
Amen.
Come on. I know those waters sometimes are deep and they're cold and they're rushing. Come on, but you can get across. Right when you think you can't go any farther, there'll be a stone or a flat rock that'll rise up out of the surface of that water. And you know what God will say? God will say, you can do it. You can do it. I tell you, I've been hunting many times right in that neighborhood where I live right now. Mom and Dad moved there when I was 4 years old. We're still in that location. And I'm telling you, sometimes I wanted to go hunting across the creek, that wide creek that hit the hillside over yonder. And I'm telling you, I had my hunting boots on and everything. Oh, Lord, now it's about up to here. And though I would look, I'd stand on the edge of that bank with my gun in my hand. And I'd say, I desire to hit that hillside. Hey, Lord. And I'd back up like this and I'd see a high rock right here. Then one right over there. And then one right over there. And I said, I can do it. You know what? I had a desire to cross that raging stream. I backed up, Brother Kevin, with that old gun in my hand. And I took off a running as hard as I could run right to that water's edge. And I jumped over and I made it to that rock jutting up out of the water. Hey, Lord, I'm going to tell you something. It's going to take an effort in this hour. And hey, Lord, and you're going to have a desire down in your heart to go on. Hey, Lord, raise your hand and praise Him. Hey, Lord, I want to go to heaven. I want to make it over. I want to see Jesus. And the devil ain't going to stop me.
Amen. Come on.
Yes.
Come on.
Come on.
I stood right there on that rock. I rock back and forth. I don't want to go down. I don't want to drown. I don't want to get down in that wet water, that old cold water. Hey, Lord, I rock back and forth, and with all of my strength on the good right leg, I jumped and made it to this big rock over here. And I stood right there, and I said, I made it this far. Hey, Lord, and I rock back and forth, and I jump over here to this one, and the next jump was on the bank. I'm telling you, you got to have it down in your heart. And the Lord will show you. And the Lord will reveal to you how that you can make it. And what you got to do to cross over. It's going to take a determination. Hey, Lord. And it's going to take prayer. And the Word of God. To get you on the high places. And get you across. Raise your hand and wave it to the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
bless
God.
Glory to God. Man.
Come on, Brother Tom.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Have your way,
bless you. Do it.
You can do it.
You can do it. The place I long to be.
Yes.
Is on the other side.
Yes.
I got loved ones over there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They're there waiting.
Oh,
waiting.
And really, my loved ones, I'd like to call them back. But down deep in my heart, I'd say, Jesus, they're right in your presence.
Yes.
Why would I call them back in this old world?
Why would we call
turmoil and trouble?
That's right, bro.
But one thing about it, I can't bring them back. But I can go where they are.
Right.
I just got a desire here today. Oh, Jesus. The place I long to be is on the other side. And that's the reason that I have held on to the Lord. I'm where I'm at right now because I kept hoping and believing in God. And I held on till God moved. All right. Looking back on the last 12 months of the year 2023, this is the reason that I said, in order to go forward, a lot of times you got to reflect back.
Reflect back.
Now listen, I believe, looking back, that we all can say by some measure, it's been a hard, trying year, dear Lord, at times.
Yeah.
Amen.
Would you all agree?
Yeah, amen.
Amen.
It's been a hard, trying year at times.
Right.
I've had, listen, we've had our share of battles.
Oh, yeah.
Brother Jason.
Yep.
We have all struggled with something.
Yes.
Brother George, afflictions have come.
Yes.
And with it, there have been times of worries.
Glory.
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
And fears.
Worries and fears.
And cares. And questions.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Look back.
Yes.
How many can agree our faith at times in 2023 has surely been tested and tried?
Amen.
Amen.
At times.
Yeah.
The devil has hit us. You ever been hit by the devil? That's the wrong question to ask us. You ever had him to hit you?
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Knock the air out of you?
Mom.
Maybe knock you down?
Come on.
We've all been hit by the devil.
Right.
He has fought our minds.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
He has fought our minds.
Come on, bro.
So hard sometimes that we wondered and questioned, what's going on, God? Why is this happening?
Yep.
Holy, holy Come God. On.
Why, Lord, am I going to make it? Am I going to pull out of this? Jesus, I love you. Can I get through it?
Yeah.
Does the Lord know where I am?
Come on.
Bless him, Lord.
Will he help me?
Come on.
Will he help me?
Bless him.
Look back. Look back. When it looked the darkest and the most hopeless and the coldest. Hey, Lord, I'm not going to say to everybody in this house, you know why you're here? You know why you're sitting here in God's house in His presence? It's because God did not give up on you. Hey, Lord, He brought you here. You're here by the grace of God. And it is still sufficient. And I come and bring you through. The mercy of the Lord has kept me. God did not give up on you. God's got a purpose for you. You're here for a reason.
You're right, bro.
Amen.
Yes, come on.
For a reason. Right.
You can make it.
Bless him, Lord.
Will I ever feel God again?
Oh, yeah. God, have you waited?
I know, God, you gave me this here.
Come on.
Come on.
Will I ever feel God again?
Come on.
Feel him again.
Come on, God.
Will I feel his touch again?
Oh, God.
Will I feel his presence touching me again? Will I feel him blessing my soul again? Will I get back what I did have? Will I know and experience it again? Slip your little hand up to him. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. You can do it. You can do it. We're looking back on 2023. And I'm building a foundation and a springboard to make us spring into 24 at midnight tonight.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Building your faith. Will I ever see victory again? Will I shout with the others again?
Come on.
Will my song return to me and the praise return back?
Come on.
Oh, God. Holy Lord, Holy Lord, Holy Lord. I want to ask us, I want to ask you, at this present time, from where you sit in this service now, who brought you here? Whose hand touched you?
Amen.
And helped you? And kept you? Till this present time.
That's right.
Who was it?
That's right. Come on.
And you're still here.
Amen.
Here you are today because God loves you.
That's right. Amen.
Can I tell you, God has brought us a mighty long way and he is not finished.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
How many knows today that God can mend?
Yes, he can.
And recreate,
yeah.
And restore, and renew, and revive.
That's right.
How many knows? Raise your little hand. I know God can do that. I know God can do that. Yes, he can. Holy Lord. He can mend. He can fix. And when his hands touch something, you'll feel his love and presence in his hands. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
You are here for a purpose. And at midnight, tonight, as the clock strikes and the door of 2023 closes, God's same hand that reached for you and helped you, holding you as you walk with him through 23. He will help you walk through the door into 2024. The rest of you, can you say with me, the God of yesterday is the God of my today?
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. The God of yesteryear is my God of today and tomorrow.
Yes.
And he will never fail.
Yes.
God speaks in Malachi 3:6. For I am the Lord, I change not. Speaking in Hebrew, God says, my name is Yahweh. So if you could get the original manuscripts of the Old Testament written in original Hebrew, God was called many different names. God would speak and said, I am Yahweh, which means I am the self-existent one that has no beginning and no end. I've always been and I always will be. God told Moses at the burning bush, go tell my children in Egypt, I am has sent me to tell you, you're coming out. I said, you're coming out. Hallelujah. I'm Yahweh. And my hand can stretch forth and bring you out.
Amen. Yes.
I am El Roi. Hebrew. E-L R-O-I. This Hebrew name means the God who sees me. How many could say today, the God's eyes are up on me, and his ears are open unto my cry. Hallelujah. He said, I am El Shaddai. Hallelujah. Get that original Hebrew Bible and read in it. God is speaking in the Hebrew to Abraham. He said, I am El Shaddai, the Almighty God that makes a covenant and a promise to you that I will bless you and I will not fail you. Raise your hand and praise him. God cannot lie and he'll never fail you. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Glory.
One more. I'm Jehovah Jireh, which means the Lord will provide.
Praise God.
If you link these four original Hebrew names of God in the Bible, link them all four that I gave you, God is saying to you today, I am the great I am God. I never change. I see you and I know you. I've given you my word and I've made you my promises. I will not fail. I am the Lord that shall provide. Praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him, praise
him. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hey, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Sister Stacy, would you please read that?
For the Lord thy God hath blessed thee in all the works of thy hand. He knoweth thy walking through this great wilderness. These 40 years the Lord thy God hath been with thee. Thou hast lacked nothing.
The Lord thy God's blessed you. You're here today because God has touched you and he's blessed you. Listen to me now. He knows you're walking. He told Israel. He said, I know all about your walking through the wilderness for how long?
40 years.
40 long years. God says, I've seen you and I've been right there.
Wow.
Oh, Lord. I know that thy walking through this great wilderness these 40 years, the Lord thy God hath been what? With thee. Thou hast lacked nothing.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now listen, God is saying to his people Israel, I was with you the whole time.
Whole time.
Even when you didn't think I was. Even when you didn't think I was there the whole time. Thank you, Lord. I never left you. I was there the whole way. Say it with me, the whole way. The whole trip through the wilderness. You never starved and never went hungry. I fed you and I sustained you and I kept you by my grace. Hallelujah. All right, Brother George, would you read 1 Kings 8:54 through 56?
And it was so that when Solomon had made an end of praying all this prayer and supplication unto the Lord, he arose from before the altar of the Lord, from kneeling on his knees with his hands spread up to heaven. And he stood and blessed all the congregation of Israel with a loud voice, saying, Blessed be the Lord that hath given rest unto his people Israel. According to all that he had promised, there hath he not failed one word of all his good promise, which he promised by the hand of Moses, his servant.
This prayer was made at the dedication of the temple, the place of worship, when it was completed. 7 years in the making to build that elaborate, beautiful temple of God.
Praise God.
Solomon's wanting to dedicate it now, and he falls on his knees and he prays to God for the children of Israel. And he says to them, he said, Blessed be the Lord, as he stood there, raised his hands and his voice, Blessed be the Lord that hath given rest to his people Israel, according to all that he promised. Listen, there hath not failed one word of all of his good promise which he promised by the hand of Moses his servant. Oh God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Let's take one final look back on 2023 before we close the door on it in less than 12 hours from right now. Can we say, like the psalmist David, when he looked back on his life and David uttered these words, Brother Jason, Psalms 27:1, the Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? Verse 9. Thou hast been my help.
Amen.
Looking back, God, you've been my help.
That's right.
You've been my help.
Psalm 61:3. David said, for thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy.
Yes.
Thou hast been my shelter.
You've been my shelter.
Whoa, God. Verse 4. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings. So what are you saying to us, David, in these scriptures? God has been. He surely has been so good to me. He's kept me. He's been my shelter. He's been my refuge. I'm going to keep on trusting him. I'm going to stay in church. Raise your hand. I felt the Lord right there. I'm going to stay in church. I'm going to abide in his tabernacle. I'm going to stay in that refuge under the shelter of his wings. Hallelujah to God. Stay with it. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Hey, devil. When you come a-knocking and when you come a-messing, my God is going to send a blessing.
Glory to God.
In my time, in my season, I shall come out. Raise your hand and praise him. The devil cannot stop you if you got a made up mind.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, Lord. He's a-saying it. I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning, for thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. Unto thee, O my strength, will I sing, for God, he's the God of my mercy. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going to stop right here. Praise the Lord.